Kings and Warriors again. So we're going to take a look here at how tomorrow's play-in looks different from last year's playoff series against the Warriors. By the way, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140, because today we're also asking you to share with us the one thing about this Kings regular season that surprised you the most, for better or for worse. Drapes, I think we've gotten some really good answers so far today.
No, I think so, and I think people have put a lot of thought into it. And, you know, as negative as this season feels, Davion's situation, Keon Ellis, Domantas Sabonis. Remember, we started off this season talking about, oh, mark him down for 19, 12, and 7. Well, he's actually had a better season this year than he did his All-NBA season. And so give Doma some credit. Like, he's exceeded expectations this season, mm-hmm. I think.
For me, it would have to be the fact that, at least based on all the analytics, the defense is vastly improved.
Yeah.
You know, we knew that, all right, another year under Mike Brown's system, and it's still a point of emphasis, so the defense should be better. And it was, you know, first part of the year was up a little, it was down, it was up, it was down, it looked pretty much the same. And then, whether it's because of the NBA deciding to let teams defend more physically or whatever, whoosh, it just got so much better down the stretch.
Yeah, and give Keon some credit.
Yes.
I think, you know, him being inserted into the starting lineup, into the rotation, really changed this team defensively. And you're right, man. At the beginning of the year, we were talking about, well, the defense is what it is. Let's just focus on offense. And we didn't think that they can improve as much as they have. And they've been tremendous the last 2 months of the season.
How about this as a surprise? Ooh. Are you surprised they didn't add anybody during the season?
I think so. Yeah, that was.
And maybe they had a good reason, but still it's a surprise.
Yeah, very surprising to me, especially considering you didn't do a whole lot in the offseason. And I think, you know, ultimately when it comes down to is that Sasha didn't pan out the way they wanted it to. Chris Duarte didn't pan out the
way.
And
that's your guy.
And that's all of them. First, they're all my guys, but Chris Duarte really is my guy. Like, that's my guy, one of the nicest guys. And they just like everybody else, Keegan Murray, his offense wasn't what we thought it would be. He was up and down. Kevin Huerter, like, everybody just, they took a step back in terms of their efficiency this season. And somebody pointed out in the text line, Drapes, the reason why De'Aaron Fox numbers are down is because his percentage is down because he took a lot more threes this year. But that's not the case. Even on two-pointers, last year on two-pointers, this is how crazy this is, how crazy good of a season. Last year on two-point shots, Whitey, De'Aaron Fox, 58.4%. This year, 52.2%, which is still very good.
Yes.
But last year, he was elite.
Almost 60%.
Almost 60 at the guard position. Yeah, so he took a step back in his efficiency.
I think health had something to do with that. Because last year, remember, end of games, he would get to a spot every time, and you knew he was gunning, would still get there, and he would convert. And this year, he just wasn't able to do that. Still had an excellent year, but he was not able to do what he did last year.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's one of the biggest reasons why this team didn't win a few more games. It seemed like last year, every close game, they found a way to win. This year, they sort of resorted back to finding ways to lose down the stretch.
What do you make of this from the 916? They didn't put the name on it, but I will read it anyway on the text line. I was surprised at how entitled and toxic Kings fans became after one good season. Did you send that?
I did. I didn't
it's
send
interesting.
It.
Interesting. Entitled and toxic.
And it's not all Kings fans, obviously. There's a vocal minority out there. And I said it a week ago. We're becoming Warriors fans out here. Like, is that what we are really trying to do? And so they say entitled and toxic. That's pretty spot on, because here's the thing, and I said it earlier, how quickly we forgot where this franchise was. People during the season were talking about running Mike Brown out of town, trading De'Aaron Fox, Domas is overrated, all this stuff, and how quickly we forget where we were. And this is not something that changes overnight. It takes time. And if some people are ready to jump off ship, go for it then. But that's not, like, as heartbroken as I've been with some of these losses, at the end of the day, I know it's a process for this team, and they're still on the right track.
Listen to this one. Real Kings fans know loss and hopelessness. These people talking down on this season we had, they are not real fans. They aren't Kings fans. That's kind of sad. I mean, I get the point, but it's still kind of sad. If you're a Kings fan, you know what it is to be hopeless. Well, hopefully there's a better way to put that.
Well, I've had people say, Drapes, you don't know what it's like to be a Kings fan and all this. You know what? That's the old Kings fan. This is new. This is this franchise has hope right now. And if you want to hang in the wallows and the dumps and everything like that, go for it. But I'm looking at the bright side. We got two young stars. We're going to bring back Malik Monk. Keegan Murray is going to ascend at second to third year. Look for him to take a – so there's nothing to be really down or sad about. Like, the future is bright for this team.
Yeah, and you got to figure – we don't know where this is ending yet. It may not end for a while. But you got to figure this offseason, there's no way they're standing pat after last year.
Right. There's
Something's
going to happen. Monty McNair is not – he's a smart guy, Ivy League educated guy. He sees exactly – what we see. And, you know, somebody brought up a point, too, that, you know, all those other teams went on nice runs. The Kings never really had a 6-7 game. They had that one 6-game winning streak, I think it was.
Then they played the Pelicans.
And then they played the Pelicans, like the streak busters, right? But they never really were able to put together a 2 or 3 week run where we were like just like they did last season.
Yeah. By the way, shout out Alan. Alan is the one. He said, I was surprised at how entitled and toxic Kings fans became after one good season. I said he didn't put his name on it. He texted right back and said, sorry, it's Alan.
All right. Okay, Alan. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Time for Check It. Here's TC.
Oh, our guy.
What's up, TC?
Hey, man, Mike Check, AJ, look, thank you for letting me on. Hey, look, Drake's, Whitey, hey, we put ourselves in this predicament. I told y'all to listen the whole season. We got to climb out this hole, period. We got to exercise our demons. We got to beat Curry. And if the Pelicans beat the Lakers, we got to beat them, big dog. We got to get it out the mud, hey, and I'm with y'all. Check it out. Hey, Kings fans, everybody going to fan how they going to fan. But you can't jump off the ship talking about fire Mike Brown, this and that. Listen, you can't get beside yourself. We ain't trying to turn into Golden State Warriors fans, but you can't tell people how to fan, bro. You get what I'm saying, though? But at the end of the day, bro, listen, don't get it twisted, Kings fans, bro. Listen, we was, hey, just a few years ago, bro, we was hoping for something like this. When the plane came in, that was almost special for the Kings. It was like, Kings, you know what, bro? We going to give y'all a leg up. Man, let's be honest, though. I'm a real Kings fan. Been a Kings fan my whole life. I'm just being honest, bro. So let's don't lose our mind, bro, off of 1 year of success. Really 2 years, bro, because we're in a plan right now. We could be Houston. We could be already at the house right now on a trip talking about, man, I wish we could have got in the play-in. Kings fans, bro, get it together, bro. Go hard. Light the beam. Let's go hard, dog. That's all I got.
My guy. Our guy, TC.
A winning season. Is a rare species in Kings history.
Check it with TC.
Yes,
like,
sir.
Like we said, this is the seventh winningest season in Sacramento Kings franchise history. Like, think about that, man. Mm-hmm. Come on now. This has been a great year. We've had some great wins, and it's not over yet. Let's end Steph Curry's run.
Yeah.
Let's end Draymond's run.
Yeah.
Like, let's beat the Warriors and have bragging rights no matter what happens after that. If we beat them tomorrow, we can shut up Bonte.
Sacramento will take y'all.
Festus, Chris Mullin, all them. Sacramento, we can shut them up all offseason.
You know, I have to confess, I've been worried about what would happen if it came to this and the Kings didn't prevail. Well, if that happens, if they play the Warriors and they don't get through, oh, well. Right? I mean, it would sting, but oh, well, it's not the end of the world.
So if they lose to the Warriors?
If they do. Because I've been afraid of that. I didn't even want to think about that. I was like, oh. That would be hard to, you know, show your face. Like, well, you know, I'm not saying it will happen, but if it does, that's all right. Then on to the offseason. And then next year, whatever it takes. I'm not going to just curl up into a fetal position if they lose to the Warriors. I'm not just going to roll up here and go, Drapes, you're going to have to do the show, man. I can't. Right?
I might call in sick Wednesday.
No.
Yes. You got to understand, Whitey. Every time the Kings lose, Bonte texts me. Chris Mullin, you know, like they're hitting me up and they're laughing and everything.
That's all right.
We gotta shut.
What did they have to do with it?
I got to deal with these guys. Uh-huh. These guys, and we got too many Warriors fans in this town. Let's be honest. Warriors fans are obnoxious. And so The one thing that they'll say is, oh, we beat you guys. No, it's time to – we got to be the upper hand. We got to beat them. We're the big brothers now.
I would say this, and very respectfully, because you have a perspective on this that very few of us will ever have. But if you're a Kings fan, Kings fans have been through worse than what it would be like if things don't go their way tomorrow. And hopefully it will.
I don't know.
You can get through 2000.
Amadrock says if they lose to the Warriors – I won't hear the end of it from my friends, relatives who are Warriors fans.
That's part of this. Are they really your friends? But yes, that's it.
That's part of this,
yes,
though.
Yes, it is.
I was checking the phones. Did I hear somebody say they're going to call in tomorrow? I mean, call in Wednesday if the Kings lose tomorrow?
You heard me say that?
You said that?
I might be sick. Whitey's talking about curling up. That might be me,
bro. I said I wouldn't curl up.
No, I would, though.
I know, but that's the thing. If you're a Kings fan, it's like, if it comes to that, back straight, stand up tall. Nah.
You guys are different than me. You guys don't understand. Then my off season begins. I got to go 6 months without working a Kings game, big fella. I'm not ready for this ride to end, Jay.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I can see it from that standpoint when you say it like that.
And I got to still work the radio show, too. It'd be different if I could go on vacation for a month or two.
You can.
Something like that.
You can do that.
I can still do that.
2002 is on the phone. Right. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
You hear me, Jay? 2002 is on the phone.
I get that, but let me say that, and I'm going to get crucified for saying this.
Oh, here you go.
I am. When are we going to get over that? I know we're not over it yet. I understand. But I'm just saying, we got to start to move forward too, Kings fans. Like, it's 2024, man. In 2002,
we
I'm
do
in
bring
high
up 2002
but
a lot.
Like,
but it's
we
all
got
part
to start to
it.
Push. Push.
If we, my point is, yeah, you can forget about it, but if things don't go well, we've been through worse. If the Warriors win tomorrow, and I hope they don't. If they do, it's like, oh, we lost a play-in game. Well, they just got back in the playoffs last year. Play-in this year didn't go great, but it's not like next year there's no hope.
No, you're right, Whitey, but if we lost to the Mavs tomorrow, I'd agree with you. But it's the freaking Warriors. It's Draymond Green. Think about that. It's straight. No, you can't just throw up your hands and say.
What are you going to do then? You're not going to come in? You're going to. Well, it's
I'm
going to
be hurt,
so
big
I'm
fella.
Sorry, I'm not coming
I am
in.
Going to be hurt.
I'm hurt.
Exactly. That's exactly how I'm going to be. I don't mind losing to other teams. I can't stand losing to that team. It'd be like losing to the Lakers. That's an extra loss. That one hurts more than just a regular.
But Kings fans persevere. Kings fans can take it. If we need to.
Can we take it, Kings fans?
If you
can
need to.
Can we take a loss tomorrow?
We don't act like it sometimes.
916-339-1140. I want to hear from true Kings fans.
How negative is that? And we can. But, you know, hey, if they lose tomorrow, can you take it? Right?
No, I mean, you have to.
I can't take it. What do you mean I have to? That's a loser's mentality, big fella. I'm trying to get this W tomorrow.
No.
It's the biggest game of the year. You got to get the W
against
these
difference
teams.
Between, maybe take it's not the proper word, having to live with it compared to like throwing a hissy fit because it happened, if that makes sense.
We can't lose to them, guys.
I'm with you.
We can't.
Chris the Mom says, Kyle, we can't entertain the negative right now. Let's think positive. Deal with a loss if it happens, .. Not now. I think I'm the one that brought that
up.
Yeah,
you're the one that brought it up.
I know, why?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Thank you, Chris the Mom. I want you to listen to Chris the Mom.
Listen to Chris the Mom.
All right?
I'm not being negative. I'm the one talking about winning. I'm the one saying we got to win this. Whitey is saying if we lose, oh, well, we'll get them next year.
And you're bringing up 2002.
Right. We're talking about, oh, how terrible it
was. A long time ago, man.
It would be nothing. It would be nothing.
Them guys was on the sidelines this past weekend.
339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. We're right back with more of your calls. What surprised you the most about the season? Also got to look at what's different about the Warriors and Kings compared to last year. 1 year ago today, they opened that playoff series. It's the Drive Guys rolling up.
I mean, we know what type of team they are. They know what type of team we are. So I don't see the gameplay changing that much. We just got to go out there and be the better team tomorrow.
Trey Lyles today. It's interesting on the Drive, guys. We are dealing with a lot of stirring emotions. You know that anytime the Kings play the Warriors, emotions rise to the surface. But with Kings fans, a lot of it is just Kings fans dealing with their own emotions. For example, we have an apology to you from Chris the Mom. Sorry, Kyle, I must still be under delayed anesthesia from surgery. Just tuned in. Actually, I'm always on Kyle's side. Loved your post-game rant.
3 days ago. Yeah.
Chris Simone. Thank you, Chris. And then we have this. It's okay to not move on from some things. If someone shoots your dog, are you going to forgive and forget after time?
Oh, no, my gosh.
Bleep that. Hate forever. We were robbed.
Wow.
There's somebody who remembers 2002.
My gosh. People are fired up, and I love it. Look at this one. 626. Kings need to smash the Warriors and eliminate them tomorrow night on their court, unlike last year. That's right.
Yes.
This is to atone for last year, game seven, trash talk, whatever it may be. This is to atone for that.
You know what this is all about? Part of it is all about. This is kind of the foundation of this. Years ago, because I was I grew up in Vallejo, and I got a radio job in the Bay Area, and then I got a job in Sacramento. And before I left, there was a guy at the station I was working at in San Francisco. He had just come from Sacramento to San Francisco, and he said, oh, it's a great place. He said, just so you know, there's – and this is a long time ago. Things have changed. But he said, there's almost an inferiority complex there in Sacramento. Some people feel like they feel slighted because Sacramento is not San Francisco or L.A. And there's still some of that. I think for a lot of people, it's like, who cares? But there still is some of that little brother, big brother, right? It's like, ah, everybody in the Bay Area, they think they're better than, and they make fun of Sacramento. So that's a lot of why people get so agitated when you got these two teams playing. And finally, it's a rivalry.
Right, exactly. It's more than just a basketball rivalry, you know? It's a Bay Area, Northern California rivalry. It's, you know, I'll admit, when people think of California, they think of Bay LA. They don't think of Sacramento. So to your point, like sort of a little brother kind of thing, like, no, we're trying to carve out our own niche, you know? And I think winning tomorrow would go a big way, a long way in capturing
opportunity,
that.
Let me
say this too, though, and I get what you guys are saying, but I want to make sure I put my foot down. We ain't nobody's little brother.
I'm with you. So I agree.
But let's make sure of that, though. Like, you know, I'm, you know, inferiority complex, all that type of stuff. We ain't nobody's little brother. We stand tall on our own 2 feet. We the capital of the city of trees for a reason. They want to be like us, too. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of things they soaking game off us, too. You know, there's a lot. Again, I hate to always go back to Unk. I ain't putting his business out there. But there's a lot of fans that's hugging the Warriors just like they were hugging the Kings, too. You know, so let's make sure we put that out there. But I understand what you guys are saying. Yeah.
339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Bobby's been hanging on to talk with the Drive guys. What's up, Bobby?
Well said, Jay. What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up, man?
Hey, that was great. Like, we both take from each other. I couldn't agree more because we got a bunch of family in the Bay. It's like a Bay Area. It's definitely an inferiority, but we've been standing on our own for a minute now.
Yes. Yes.
And not just that, all the Bay's moving here now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, we do owe them. Like, everyone knows, I was telling Jay when he was screening us, you know, since Monk went out, we've been playing with house money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, guys, as you know, we've talked about all year, and you've been, like, good therapy for all the fans because I'm a diehard loyal. You know, I'm 36. My whole existence has been the Canes here. But it's like, this has been a rough year because the expectation was so high. And then, you know, all the disrespect and then the injuries. But also, we still got to hold them accountable for their mentality. We just want to see that resilience.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what makes Sac Sac, too. That's what, with all due respect, Bay's a little soft. So, let's go show that tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
I do.
Resilience. Mm-hmm. And Fox, be resilient, Fox. You're a beast talent-wise, but let's be mentally resilient.
Thank you, Bobby. You
know, Bobby, that's great stuff.
Yes, yes, great stuff. We just had Saint on. Saint was the coach of that team in 96 that made the playoffs, got knocked out, and people loved that team. And one of the things that, in my opinion, Sacramento loved about that team was tough.
Yeah, yes.
Rooney and Mitch and Brian Grant. And
yes. You
know, they weren't a little softy, softy.
Olden since. Polynice.
Yeah.
And, yeah, those guys back then. And so we can't be soft tomorrow.
No.
We got to come in and, you know, because Draymond's going to come in barking, yelling at the crowd, doing some of his antics. We got to be prepared for that.
Mm-hmm.
Got to fight back that.
Do we grab his feet like last year? Grab his ankles?
Is that what happened, really? Did it really happen?
Yeah, I saw it happen twice. I mean, it did happen. It's fine. Monk did it in the first game.
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
And if he's going to try to stomp somebody out, he's going to have to deal with the repercussions of that.
Right.
You know?
Right. So. Yeah. Let's see. How about Dwayne on Sackdown Sports? Hey, Dwayne. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, so I'm going to say, like, this, the major difference from this year and last year is obviously last year was a series, and this year is a one-game take-all, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the major difference. Now, the reason why the Kings fans are upset is because of the way you guys have lost this year. For a team that has a really good record, it seems like you haven't been able to get high or low for too long or just be happy for a while. It's been up and down, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
And the Warriors, I mean, the Warriors, for real. So that's why it's a great opportunity for you guys tomorrow night. If you can beat the Warriors, if you guys can handle that at home, then it'll be great in the bottom of the tank. But that's the reason why you can't lose, is because it's at home. So let me know what you guys think, fellas.
I agree. You cannot lose this game. Whitey, you can't lose. I'm sorry. At home?
We lost
a game 7 at home. You can't lose against these jokers. Screw that. Steph Curry, come on, man. As great as he is, his best days are behind him.
What do you make of this from the 916? No name? No name.
Jay.
The big difference this year is clear. Listen, guys, the Kings offense doesn't know how to close out and protect the lead. Out of control, way too many enforced turnovers. People will say that's the consequences when playing fast. They don't know how to play with some control when they gather a lead. Learn to slow down some, protect the ball. This team is not as talented as last year's. Just a fact. Closet Warrior fan, maybe. Huh?
Yeah, maybe Warrior fan. How come we did it last year? Our closing lineup is the same as last year when Malik was healthy. How come we could do it then? And not do it this year. I agree with some of the points.
I do, too.
We're moving too fast, not unable to close out, especially now without Malik. But we were able to do it last year. I don't know, get why we can't do it this year.
339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. When we come back, how can the Kings beat the Warriors without Malik? The surprising answer is coming up with the Drive Guys on Sackdown Sports next. But there's no Malik Monk tomorrow, so how can the Kings compete with the Warriors? Well, let me take you back a little bit to Thursday, January 25th, 2024. The Kings were visiting the Golden State Warriors. The final score was Sacramento 134, Golden State 133. Malik Monk was there, but how'd he do? Malik Monk was 2 for 5. He scored 4 points. He was a minus 11.
Which game was that?
This was January.
Last game?
Yeah.
They played?
So Malik Monk, he played, but he didn't play well, and the Kings still won. How could they do that?
Yes. Do tell.
Can they follow this recipe tomorrow? Well, De'Aaron Fox scored 29. The Kings did shoot 53% from the floor. They shot 46% from the three-point line. And they got a massive 39-point game from Harrison Barnes.
Oh, my guy. HB. Okay.
Number 40 went off
that
against his old team.
Yes.
He had 7 of 12 threes.
So that's the recipe.
There you go.
Right there. That's how you beat Golden State.
But it can be done because, again, Malik was there, but he didn't help, and they still won the game.
And that was on the road, too, at Golden State. Mm-hmm. You're right about that. Let me look at the let me dig deeper into the box score.
The Warriors were, I think it was the second of a back-to-back, and unfortunately they were still coming out of, you know, they were dealing with the passing of their assistant coach. But, yeah, the Kings scored 40 in the first quarter in that game. Remember, that was the game ended where – it was kind of similar to what happened to the Kings against the Suns, frankly, where Steph had the ball, and I think it was like Keon and Darren.
Oh, they doubled him, right?
Yeah, Darren's like, you ain't getting around me.
Yeah.
And he lost the ball, lost a dribble.
Yeah.
And,
I think, who was it? Was it somebody? I think Kevin Huerter and Fox, like, jumped out at him at the last minute as he was coming down to court. And so Steph scored 33, but Kuminga had 31 in that game. And they still were able to win.
Kuminga had a key mistake late where he tried to take the ball to the basket, and Alex Len or somebody stuffed it.
Stuffed him. Yes, I remember that. Yeah. I remember that. And so our guy HB, he took 24 shots in that game.
Uh-huh.
So what you're telling me is we need an aggressive Harrison Barnes tomorrow.
an aggressive Harrison Barnes or an aggressive
somebody.
Yeah,
somebody.
Exactly.
Right.
Now,
Keegan,
you know,
Murray.
He's got a little chip on his shoulder when he plays that team.
Yes.
Last year, what does everybody talk about Harrison Barnes? Well, he missed that shot. He knows that.
He knows that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tomorrow he can erase that.
And honestly, the way they did Harrison Barnes, talking about Golden State, blaming him for that loss in 2016.
Scapegoat.
Yep, he was the scapegoat. Now they went out and got KD. If I'm HB, I'm ready for tomorrow. I'm breathing some fire tomorrow when I take on these Warriors.
Mm-hmm. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. So there's a recipe. How can they do it? Well, okay. They did it, and that's how they did it. This is Dr. Diego on Sackdown Sports.
Uh-oh.
Hello, Dr. Diego.
Holy smokes, you guys picked me up quick. You must need some help.
Cut him, Jay.
We really don't.
The customer you're trying to reach is not available. Please call back.
Dr. Diego.
Not very gracious.
Let me say this, Whitey, and let me say this, Jay. I'm going to keep it real.
But we do have
other don't
calls
have to go to the phone lines.
Right.
Like, we are doing this out of the kindness of our hearts, Dr. Diego. We don't have to go, but we want to hear from you guys.
Uh-huh.
So don't come in all disrespectful, saying that kind of stuff, making jokes. Come in, state your piece, and let's move on. Let's try this again, Whitey.
Steven joins us here on Sackdown Sports. Hey, Steven, what's up?
Oh, not much, man. I hope you guys can hear me all right. I'm
yes.
on my way to light rail, so it's a little windy.
All right.
Okay, so, Kyle.
Uh-oh.
I got something to say to you. Uh-oh. Here we go. Here we go. My man is talking about calling in sick on Wednesday because he ain't going to be feeling it.
Yeah.
Brother, I wish I could call in sick for life every time that these Kings have disappointed me over the past 16 years. And I'm sure I don't speak for anybody else but myself, but I'm sure there are a lot of fans out there that can agree with that sentiment, man. Come on, man. Put your big boy pants on, my guy.
So you're not going to be upset? Is that what you're telling? You're not going to be upset if the Kings lose tomorrow? You're not going to be hurt?
Of course I'm going to be hurt, man. Let me be honest, man. I'm going to be real hurt. I'm going to be disappointed. As a fan, I would like to keep bringing up 0-2, but at this point in time, dude, I was in like 8th grade, 7th grade. All right, man. That was a long time ago. I'd love to sit here and bring that up and keep that point going. But, dude, this is the second year of us rebuilding. I really truly believe that the third year will be it, man. I really
okay.
feel like Monty's going to make some serious moves next year. I feel like this is going to be a really big offseason for us. I've been super critical on the play calling of Mike, the execution, the changing of the game plan throughout the game. Sorry, I'm trying to find my words here. So,
okay.
You know, it's one of those things, man, where I have high hopes for next season more so than the playoffs this year. I'm glad that we have a chance to make it.
Here's the thing, Steven. Here's the thing. And if 2002 is too far back for you, that's fine. But the thing is, just like Domas last year, Kings fans play through pain. Kings fans know disappointment. So if you're going to be a Kings fan, you're going to sign up for some of that. So you can't say, well, if this happens, I don't know if I can deal with it. No, that's part of what you sign up for when you're a Kings fan. And if something doesn't go the way you want, then you are looking ahead. That's the way it is. If you're a Kings fan, that's part of the deal that you sign up for.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys
right.
giving me time, man.
No, no problem,
bro. You guys have a great day.
All right,
too. Thanks. You want to talk to your buddy, Tin?
Yeah, let's bring in Tin.
Okay, because Tin is like, you talk about an X factor, you know, like in the game. Who's the X factor? Tin is an X factor.
Tin is?
You don't know where he's going or what he's going to say.
Well, I'm forecasting greatness.
All right, I'm forecasting greatness. That's perfect, Jay. All right, let's go,
Tin.
To him.
The floor is yours. What's up?
I want forecasting you know, Harrison Barnes can show off his anger, you know, like use that as fuel. I know he's tired of people saying he's washed up. This is his chance to, you know, redeem himself of all the inconsistency criticism he has received this past season. And he could use his fuel. Like, you know, he was on the Mavericks. He got traded mid-game. Use, like, your past. You know, your past aggression and just use it to fuel you today.
Will he do it, Tin? Will he do it? Do you see him doing it tomorrow? Will it happen?
I would like to see it. I would like to see him drop a 30 burger.
Ooh. Thank you, Ten.
Good stuff, Ten. Good stuff. A 30 burger.
Yeah.
I don't. Why not? He had 39 earlier against these guys.
30's a sandwich. 30's not a burger.
That's not a burger? What's a burger? 40?
Yeah. 50 is a burger.
What's 20? A taco?
Yeah. 20 is like an hors d'oeuvre or like a nice,
pig in a blanket.
Yeah.
You know, something like
that. 20 is like a nice flatbread.
All right.
A nice flatbread. Tasty one.
It'll get you by.
It doesn't taste a 20 burger. And to me, there's not a 30 burger.
30 burger.
You agree? Huh? Are you with
10? I never thought about it. I'm always with 10. Let me say that. I'm always with 10. So.
Yeah. But I mean, a burger is like, you got to.
Oh, somebody, Ronaldo on the YouTube chat, Sacktown Sports 1140, 20 is a slider.
Yes.
Ah, not a burger, but a little slider.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There's nothing wrong with it, but I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Let's not get carried away. Now, do you want to go back to the guy in San Diego or?
Is it Dr. Diego?
Yeah.
All right. Let's give him one more shot, Jay. One more shot.
What? Jay was
I'm not giving no shots around here.
Bro, because I got a feeling he learned his lesson. He's going to come. He had some humble pie. He's going to be all right. Trust me on this.
He's been a long-time listener.
Okay, let me say this before we go to Dr. Diego in San Diego.
Yeah.
This is going to be the one and only time we double back on a one of these, okay?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
As Drake said, come correct.
I thought you were
No, I'm doing my job. I have like octopus arms right now.
Oh,
so
okay.
I got like 16.
A little bit of everything.
All right. I think this is Dr. Diego. Richard, Sacktown Sports. Hey, Richard, what's up?
You got it. You got it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I've been through it all. I'm coming up next month. I'll be floating down the river in the Nile in Egypt for my birthday next month, okay?
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, I've been watching the Kings for many years. I was born in Sacramento. We moved down here in 2007, okay? And I want to tell you guys about the game tomorrow. We need to talk to all the Kings fans throughout the land and tell them to envision the bean tomorrow night, because it's all about, we got to envision a victory and envision it, okay? Because it works. I went a brand new ski boat in 1999 in Sacramento off the Eagle radio station, because I looked at that boat and I envisioned myself driving it. We all got to envision that light in the beam tomorrow night, okay? And that is the doctor's advice from San Diego. And Drace, I want to tell you, okay, I'll be on call the day after if you need somebody to talk to, okay? But you are not going to need to call me, okay?
I
know that, okay? For certain, you're not going to need to, okay?
Hey, I appreciate that.
Thank you,
Doctor. Hey, hopefully you accept my insurance, though, if I do need to call.
You got it. You got it, man. But I swear to God, man, you guys got to all believe. And so to all the Kings that are out listening to you guys right now, we got to go in tomorrow. When you get up first thing in the morning, envision the beam, okay?
All right, Dr. Diego.
Dr.
Great
Diego.
Stuff. There it is.
Good bounce
CJ,
back.
CJ, he came correct,
good
man.
Good bounce back.
All right, good karma.
That was a good call.
It's going to be the one only time I'm making an executive decision. You get ran, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
916 says 20 points is grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese?
Yeah,
okay.
That might be like 15.
I like the slider.
Yeah. I like the slider.
Yeah,
a little 20's slider.
A slider.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. What is it for a burger? 40 or 50? I don't know. We'll figure that out.
40 burger.
Yeah, 40 burger. All right. When we come back, which king has the most to prove tomorrow? That's an easy one. And Kyle has some interesting U.S. Olympic basketball news. Drive Guys, Sacktown Sports. Kyle Draper has some very interesting USA basketball Olympic news. I mean, that's a ways off, but not too far off. And they're kind of solidifying the roster already?
Yeah, Adrian Wojnarowski, Shams, both reporting that Team USA has narrowed down its list, finalizing its Paris Olympic roster and 11 of its 12-man Olympic roster. LeBron, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, Jason Tatum, Devin Booker, Drew Holiday, Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards, Bam Adebayo, and the 11th man on this 12-man Olympic roster, Tyrese Halliburton.
And of course, the 12th spot will go to Christian Laettner.
Exactly. Right. Zach Edey. Wow. Oh, no, he's Canadian.
That's
Canadian.
That's a team.
Yeah. That's that's the best of the best. Like, that's loaded. You know, some people have a problem with Tyrese being on there, but Tyrese is a great player. I'm not going to hate on that. 11 assists. And you need a guy that isn't all about buckets. You know, you need players like Drew Holiday that can do other things. Bam Adebayo, you know, and I think this is this might rival 92 Dream Team, this
roster.
That's
what I was thinking.
Like, seriously.
I mean, these guys aren't iconic. They're not all iconic. Some of them are, like, you know, Bird and Magic and Jordan.
Yes.
That's talent-wise. It's
but talent-wise,
yeah.
And as close to their prime as, you know, and I know LeBron's past his prime, Steph, KD, but compared to that 92 team, when Bird was hobbled and, you know, Magic, he was still great, but he wasn't, you know, 87 Magic. This might be the best team ever assembled, right?
That's
here.
My favorite story about that Olympic team is that they were practicing and there was on the floor, everyone realized, okay, Magic and Michael have to figure out whose team it is.
Yes.
And they basically played for it.
Right?
Got to a point where Magic said, yeah, it's his.
It's
the
Michael's.
Guy.
Yeah. I'm excited to watch that team play. I mean, they got scorers, they got bigs with Joel Embiid now on Team USA. Anthony Davis to Anthony Edwards, you know, that is a loaded team. Like,
it might be too loaded. Can't all play.
They can't all, but Tyrese is more of a facilitator. Drew Holiday will play his role. Bam will play his role.
Is Kerr the coach again?
Yes. Steve Kerr is still the coach. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's 12?
They have a name now.
I know, but I'm asking you guys.
Like, who would it be?
Yeah, because they're keeping it open. That's what I've read so far on the reports. They're going to keep it open. Who's 12?
Who's 12? Who are we forgetting? Who's
like, I think 12? For
Jalen
me.
Brunson, I don't know.
Yeah. See, I was thinking Tyrese or Drew Holiday, one of the two got Ja Morant's spot. Like, if Ja's on his, you know, on his P's and Q's, that's Ja Morant's spot. But
just peeking at it, can you tell, like, oh, well, they would need another front court player or a center or – I mean, those guys are all wings. They can all
play. They're all wings. I would think maybe another guard, like a point guard, because you got Drew and you got Tyrese. Like, you got a lot of wings.
Got Steph.
Oh, yeah, you got Steph, too. But you got LeBron, KD, Tatum, Booker, Edwards, maybe another wing. I don't know who's out there, though. Who is it, a Jaylen Brown?
Jaylen Brown.
That's what I was thinking, JB. As I go down, do you take another young guy?
Where's Paolo?
Yeah, like a young Paolo, maybe? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I think this next, whoever it is, probably a younger player to sort of transition. You know, you got the old guard and Steph and KD and LeBron. Maybe you have a add another young player out there.
Obi Toppin.
Obi Toppin, yeah.
Chet Holmgren.
Chet.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the replies on social media, you know. Where's Scottie Barnes? People are saying Jaylen Brown, like we talked about. Donovan Mitchell, you know, could be a guy.
No love for Brunson?
A couple people said Brunson as well. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. I think the guy on the Kings with the most to prove tomorrow night is Domantas Sabonis. What do you think? Because you look at his numbers, they have not been as good in the postseason. Technically, I know tomorrow's not the postseason. But it's until you do it, people say – He may not be able to do it. And I think it's incumbent upon him, especially the way that series went last year. Overall, as you know, his numbers last year were pretty good in that series. But they were just from the jump, from that first possession. It's like, the Warriors knocked him out of stride a little bit. I think he's the one with the most to prove.
I agree. Like, I know usually I like to argue with something. But no, when you look at the rest of the Kings team, Fox is Fox. We know he's going to deliver. He was fantastic last postseason before he got hurt. Keegan is still a young player. You know, maybe you could argue Mike Brown as a coach. I don't know. But, you know, from an individual player, because the whole narrative regarding Domas was you got to do it in the playoffs. You got to do it in the postseason. And this is his opportunity. If he comes out and has a 25-14 kind of game, that's massive. Will he be huge?
By the way, somebody on the text line's wondering about, I don't want to say their name because they're beloved on the show, but they're wondering about SGA.
You can answer that.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I think Jay just answered. It's like, no, he's Canadian.
Yeah, so he's Canadian. Yeah. Right, yeah.
He'd be a great choice. But
let me say this, though, regarding tomorrow. Domas and De'Aaron have to be two of the best three players on the floor. You can't have Kuminga outplay you. You can't have Trayce Jackson-Davis, Klay Thompson. If the Kings are going to win, Domas and De'Aaron, they got to be right up there with Steph Curry.
Yeah, De'Aaron's got to pick up right where he left off when he broke his finger in the middle of the series, which is another thing people forget about.
People forget, right, exactly. And it took 50 from Steph in a game seven. I mean, the Kings were right there. De'Aaron wasn't himself. Just look at De'Aaron's numbers from before the hand injury to finger injury to after. It was night and day. Like, the guy couldn't even dribble and keep his hands on the ball, dribbling through traffic. And so it no doubt bothered him last
year. The one thing about the Kings that I will never understand, and I'm starting to think, it's me, I'm wrong, I'm looking at it wrong. We talked about how they should push the pace. And I think even Monty said that at right after the deadline or the break. Mm-hmm. And you look at their pace numbers, I think, again, they were like 14th. And I don't understand why they're the top defensive rebounding team in the league by percentage. So they get rebounds, which you need to run. You have De'Aaron Fox. And is it something about the analytics that don't reflect what they're doing? Why aren't they higher up in the league standings when it comes to pace? Why aren't they running teams off the gym, out of the gym, off the floor? What am I missing? Where am I wrong?
You know, let's talk about this because we have to look at pace in one of two ways. Pace in the open court versus pace in the half court.
Mm-hmm.
Pace in the half court is a lot different than pace in the open court. Pace in the half court is how many possessions you get. Are you talking about how come they don't run and get fast break points?
Yes.
Okay. That's it. We've talked about this. Why do you know the answer? Come on, man. Don't be doing that. You know the exact answer. Too many times we push the ball with the dribble instead of the pass. That's what I see. Domas gets the rebound, and he's pushing it himself. It's no knock on him or anything like that. It is what it is. You know, you've coached basketball before.
Yes, I have.
How many drills have you done where the guy gets the rebound, turns, and kicks it to the outlet man? We don't do that with the Sacramento Kings. Our guy gets the rebound and puts it on the floor immediately.
I used to actually have races. Okay, you guys are dribbling and this side's passing. Let's see who
wins.
Yeah.
And the passing won every single time, no matter how hard the dribbler thought he can go.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
All right. That should be fixable.
It should be.
When we come back, can you believe the way the Kings defended this year? That's as we look at the things that are most surprising about this regular season. That's at the top of my list. We're back with that and more here. Drive, guys, as we get ready for the Kings and whoever they're playing tomorrow.
The also-rans.
Yeah, Sacktown Sports.